If the path to world peace is a metaphoric journey of a million steps, Fred Petuccia wants his to be going upward as part of a high-altitude ascent. A Santa Rosa businessman and lifelong outdoorsman, Petuccia created a group he calls Climbers for Peace back in 1997, which has since organized a series of 7 international expeditions.
This is an offshoot from the Sister City program, where we wanted to have something fun and exciting and demonstrate in a tangible way that people with different languages, different cultures, different parts of the world could get together in a spirit of cooperation and friendship and trust and climb a big mountain.
To date, that has led to a pair of ascents of Mount Elbrus in the Ukraine, 1 climb of Greece's Mount Olympus, and treks up Mount Shasta, Mount Rainier, and Mount Lyell in Yosemite, all here in the western United States. And Petuccia reports a team of 11 Climbers for Peace has just returned from a slightly different trip to Utah and Arizona.
We drove 2,740 miles in 2 weeks, saw 9 national parks, and did significant hikes in 6 of them, in Zion, North Rim of the Grand Canyon, Bryce, Arches, Canyonlands, and Great Basin National Parks. It's sort of interesting. Our first significant hike was to Angel's Landing in Zion, and one of our last significant hikes was in Devil's Garden in Arches. So I guess we got the good and the bad covered.
Participants in the Climbers for Peace excursions come mostly from California and Russia and the Ukraine, where the Sister City connection is strongest. But Petuccia says they have also been able to recruit climbers from across Western Europe.
The focus has been through the Alpine Federations of Ukraine and Russia, and also most of the Western European countries have mountaineering federations as well. So one of our friends, Alexander Zeidler, put the word out that there was going to be an international peace climb on Elbrus for 1997, and he was the one successfully recruited climbers from Sweden, Austria, Germany, and Spain.
Mount Elbrus at 18,590 feet is one of the highest peaks in Europe, but Petuccia says his climbing teams are still open to just about anyone.
It is demanding, but it's not technical. Although it's 4,000 feet higher than the Matterhorn, it's basically a high-altitude hike. Visualize climbing Shasta with another 4,500 feet on top. So, no, you do not have to be an expert in rappelling down cliffs and pitons and everything. You do have to be in pretty good shape because the air gets thin and it is a lot of work.
Even so, he adds, the rigors of the climb can override national differences and reinforce the philosophy underpinning his organization.
If you're on a big mountain and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and it's 10 degrees, there's a sharpness of your crampons clinking against the frozen ice of the mountainside. It tends to have a certain clarity to it. And if you're all together and you're in a climbing rope, maybe with 6 people, and you've got 3 or 4 different countries involved on that same team, it makes tangible this rather abstract feeling of human connectedness.
For their next trip, Petuccia says Climbers for Peace will be heading up the High Tatars in eastern Slovakia, a destination that has the dual attractions of being little known to American climbers and a short, inexpensive trip for their friends from the Caucasus. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.